Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow. He does not know how." For the intellectually curious farmer 2,000 years ago, his profession must have seemed a bit mysterious. You put seeds in the ground, and with good rain and sun, they grow into grain, which you can harvest, mill, and bake into delicious and nourishing breads and cakes. How does that growing work? No idea. That ancient farmer had no idea what caused the seeds to grow into grain. But these days, of course, it's very easy for a farmer, or anyone for that matter, even a ninth grade biology student, to learn what it is that makes plants grow. So when I picture an ancient farmer in Roman Palestine saying, "How on earth this wheat grows from a little seed is a total mystery," I sort of smile and say, "Don't worry, we'll figure it out eventually." In fact, we know infinitely more about almost everything than people did 2,000 years ago. So does this parable we heard this morning still resonate with us today? Should we put this particular passage in the category of parables that probably sounded better to people 2,000 years ago and 6,000 miles away? Well, as you might guess, I would say not. For one, although we may know a lot more about the how today than people did in Jesus' time, we still have that even bigger question, the why. And don't kid yourself, there are still plenty of hows out there, and in some ways, the more we answer those hows, the more questions seem to present themselves. Once you learn that matter is made of molecules, you wonder about the atoms that make up those molecules. And then you have questions about protons and electrons and neutrons in those atoms, and on and on. So there are still, and probably always will be, the chance for human beings to be like that farmer in today's parable and look at the universe and know not how. And then there's the why question. And I mean that in the most basic sense. Why is there something rather than nothing? Now, that's a question for the ages that never goes away. But as Christians, as people of faith, we believe that the answer to why lies with God, who created us and all that is, and is with us even now. As we go through life, Jesus and the prophets call us to remember that we are here because God wants us to be here, and God wants us to know that we are loved and to love one another. Now, even though today's parable is as short as they come, there are still multiple points that it makes. The fact that the farmer does not know how the wheat grows is only one point, and for our purposes, probably not even the most important one. After all, even if he did know everything that we do today about horticulture, he likely wouldn't behave any differently. Because no matter how much you understand about how crops grow, if you want to sell your grain, you've still got to plant your seeds and reap your harvest. Truly important point that this parable makes is that the kingdom of God grows on this earth not in spite of us, nor is it something that's even done to us or for us. God's kingdom grows on this earth with us. We have faith that God has created us and will give us the strength to follow Jesus in our lives and will give us his peace. In the blessing at the end of worship each Sunday, I use the words of St. Paul from his letter to the Philippians about the peace of God which passes all understanding. The work of God, the Holy Spirit, is present in this world. And yet, like that farmer, we ourselves still need to plant the seeds and reap the harvest. The kingdom of God is not a spectator sport. Finally, we get a second parable this morning, just as short as the first, and also about plants. Jesus tells us that God can grow something huge from something very small. The mustard shrub grows very large from an impossibly small seed. Small things, with the help of the Holy Spirit, can become so big that they change the world. The civil rights movement in this country took off when one woman refused to give up her seat on a bus. Dictators across North Africa are gone from power today because one Tunisian fruit seller made a stand against tyranny. What can we do? As Jesus himself tells us in the Gospel of Matthew, with God, all things are possible. However much we think we know, we still need God in our lives. However little we think we can do, God still wants us to plant a seed and reap the harvest. Because with God, all things are possible. Amen.